Good morning to you, our listeners, here and there. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and worldwide. Let us go now to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. Father, we tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. For this, we give you glory. Father, we tell you thank you because, God, there's just no God but you. Father, we tell you thank you. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your forgiveness, God. We thank you for your grace. Oh, God, now we ask that you move on the hearts of the listeners on today. Oh, God, that you would touch their hearts. God, that you would illuminate their spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that they have a closer walk with you. God, if there's a backslider out there, God, we ask that you pull at their heart, God, until they surrender their lives unto you. And for this, we give you glory now. And we tell you thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen. Today, we're going to talk about bringing America back to God. And we all know that this is the week of July the 4th, which is we celebrate as a nation America's birthday, bringing America back to God. I'm going to read out the book of Judges, the first two verses, and it reads, "Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand." Now let's go with me unto the book of Psalms, Psalms 33, and it reads, Psalms 33 and 12, it reads, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Bringing America back to God. And if you think about it, Israel and America can be paralleled together. There's a parallel here with Israel, the nation of Israel, and the nation of America. Well, at first, this book records the history of the nation of Israel for 305 years after the death of Joshua. Israel declined, backslid, and got away from God. And in this, as we see this frightening parallel between Israel and America, Israel was established by God himself. And God gave himself to them. Same was America. He also gave them the law, the Ten Commandments, and the covenant. And he gave them Canaan, the best land of the earth at that time. And so God gave them the Lord, the law, and the land. God only asked them for one thing in return, that they would love him, obey him, and serve him. What did Israel do? They denied the Lord. They defiled the law, and they defiled the land. So God had to judge them. Now, the parallel with America is obvious and alarming. No nation has ever had a Christian beginning like the United States of America. We too have been given the Lord, the law, and a land, and we've denied him, defiled him, and our land is being defiled. America has denied the Lord. I'm talking about bringing America back to God. America has denied the Lord. The Lord is slowly and steadily being expelled from every public venue. It started in the public schools, and it has spread to public places, courthouses, our coins, the money that we have, our Pledge of Allegiance, And so on to the point where today we are fighting battles against what we can even say in the church. It is no longer just about the separation of church and state, but rather the separation of America from the God who founded her and has so blessed her. America the beautiful. Bringing America back to God. America not only has denied the Lord, but we have a group that's the ACLU, which stands for the American Communist Civil Liberties Union. You can call them the Anti-Christian Liberal Union. Everything that America stands for, the ACLU has been used by Satan as a tool for many years, tearing apart the God-woven fabric of our society. America has denied the Lord. America has defiled the law. The Superior Court, the Supreme Court says that it is against the law to display the Ten Commandments in a public place. America has denied the Lord. Like Israel, we have denied the Lord. We have defiled the law. America has defiled the land. We've done this in many ways. But perhaps the number one way in which the spilled blood is of aborted babies. America has defiled the land, has denied the Lord, has done and gone their own way. I'm talking about bringing America back to God. America must repent. America must come to her knees and repent and get God's forgiveness and start all over again, bringing America back to God. The Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation. America the beautiful, what has happened to us? What has happened to you as a nation? What has happened to America the beautiful? Where are the preachers and where are the Christians? We sing the song Onward Christian Soldiers, but I don't hear much of an outcry against same-sex marriages. I'm talking about bringing America back to God. I'm talking about bringing America back on her knees. I'm talking about bringing America back to the point, to the Christian values where our country was founded on. Bringing America back to the country that our forefathers died for, that our forefathers fought for. Same-sex marriage is wrong. We must cry loud and spare not. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And yes, they want to use a scare tactic. They want to say, well, you can't preach against same-sex marriage because they call it a hate crime. But no, you're not preaching against that person, but you are expounding on the Word of God. And we say we are preachers and we say we are leaders and we say we standing up for the bloodstained banner. I don't hear nobody crying. Somebody got to cry loud and spare not. Bringing America back to God. Yes, it's a July the 4th weekend or coming up to it. But I want to say that now that we've had some states that has already passed same-sex marriage laws, it is an abomination to God for man to lay with man. It is abomination to God for woman to lay with woman. It is still abomination. It is a disgusting thing to see same sexes on TV kissing. It is an abomination. We got to cry loud and spare not. We can't pass that this same little type of mentality on down to our generations. We are raising children and grandchildren. This nation was born And it was built on prayer. America was built on calling on the name of Jesus. Our forefathers built this country. It's a Christian country. But Satan has crept in, and intellectual minds have come in and have tried to pull apart the very fabric of God that this nation was built on. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Bringing America back to God. America the beautiful. It's time for America to repent. It's time for us to cry loud and spare not. Yes, it is wrong for same-sex marriage. I would preach it till Jesus come. No, I don't hate the person, but the sin is abomination. We cannot pass that down to our children and their children and their children. What is America coming to? We need to cry loud and we need to spare not. Stand on the street corners and yell it from the rooftop that America must repent. America the beautiful will come down if she don't yield and repent and give her life back to the Lord. God made America just like he did Israel. We are examples to the other world. We are example. The world look to America. What goes on in America, it follows pattern to the other countries. Other countries around the world, they see, let's see how America do it. America is the leader in many things because we are the leading country. But if America allows the things that's against the Bible, every nation in the world will follow suit. I say today again, we must bring America back to God. We must preach it until somebody hear it. We must teach it until somebody gets it. We must stand on the corner and tell a dying world that sin is still sin. We must let them know that America must repent. America was built on prayer. America was built on fasting. America was built on a Christian belief of one God, one faith, and one baptism. America was built on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We cannot allow America to keep going down the path she's going. I heard the Holy Ghost say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I'll hear from heaven. I'll heal the land. Then he'll come in and he'll restore. But God is dependent on his people. That's why the word say, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. We first got to turn from our wicked ways. And when we turn from our wicked ways, we can help somebody. Oh, yes, we can. Bringing America back to God. America the beautiful. As we celebrate the 4th of July, coming up this week, because this is July 1st, July 4th is Wednesday, but as we celebrate America's birthday, you that party and as you're partying, I want you to know that as you're partying, ask God to come into your heart, that he would give you a change of heart, that he would give you a new direction, that he would draw you back to the fold, to the backslider that's out there. You've been in the storm too long. All this is going on in America. All of this is coming upon the land of America. You don't want to get caught out there in that storm because you've been in the storm too long. You have a hiding place in the Word of God. God, before we go off the air, I just want to say that I hope you grab something on today and that you'll hold on to it until God bring a change in your life. Don't forget to pray for the USA. Thank you. And remember, the next time, there is hope for today.